It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Seismic events in New Jersey over the last month have sent longtime political reporters scrambling for superlatives. They say it's hard to overstate just how much politics as usual might be changing in New Jersey. And then, to really drive the point home, we had an actual earthquake last week. Nancy Solomon covers New Jersey politics and hosts Ask Governor Murphy for WNYC. She joins us with the latest and a look at what's next. Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, David.
Nancy, let's touch on some of the big events. First Lady Tammy Murphy bowed out of the U.S. Senate race, and the state's unusual county line ballot system could be coming to an end. It suffered what could turn out to be a mortal wound in federal court. Give us the elevator version of what the line is and what the heck is happening in New Jersey.
Oh, boy, it's crazy days on the politics beat, David. I feel like our listeners probably know my elevator pitch as well as our pledge drive phone number at this point. But here goes. This is the only in New Jersey ballot design where the county political parties or machines endorse candidates, and then those candidates are placed by county clerks on the ballot all in one line. So typically voters see names they recognize at the top of the line, and that signals to voters that these are the legit candidates. Every other state uses what's called an office block ballot, where candidates for a particular office are grouped together. The Senate primary between Democrats Andy Kim and Tammy Murphy brought this very little understood feature into the forefront because Tammy Murphy had the backing from the machines and would benefit from the county line. Andy Kim sued, saying the system was unconstitutional, and a federal judge granted him a preliminary injunction to bar counties from using the line in the Democratic primary. Okay, whew, that was a little longer than an elevator pitch.
Well, it's a long elevator ride. Well, there is an appeal in the works to that ruling, and there was a hearing yesterday in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was really fitting that the courthouse was across the street from the Liberty Bell and the National Constitution Center. You know, these two of the most powerful political machines in the state, the Democratic committees of Camden and Middlesex counties, argued that the decision should not be overturned, And their central, you know, so their pro-county line, their central argument is that candidates have a right to associate with one another and that it's within the right of the party to essentially put a thumb on the scale and tell voters, these are the people that we want you to vote for on the ballot. Remember, this issue is all about primaries when candidates from within the party are competing against each other. The county line is really a throwback to the days when party bosses decided who would be the nominee for the party, not voters. And the lawyers argued the county party organizations are within their rights to continue to do that. The appellate judges said that they'd rule quickly. That could really come as soon as Monday. The ruling will only affect the June primary, but I think if the lower court decision were to be overturned, it could really have an influence on that same lower court judge who ruled on the June primary, who's going to eventually decide a much larger case about whether the county line could be used in any election going forward. So we'll see what happens.
Mm. Well, you've been talking about the line with Governor Phil Murphy on your monthly Ask Governor Murphy call-in show for years. But this week, you had him in the hot seat for the first time since all of these big developments. And he said that he thinks the amount of airtime given to the topic has been, quote, ridiculous, and perhaps resents the association of the line with Democrats in New Jersey. Here's what the governor had to say.
I think the progressives out there are reasonably happy with us. I just think it's a fly speck issue that people have conflated with Donald Trump and others and made this about an assault on democracy when, in fact, the key on a Democratic Party is getting good candidates, share our values, getting out there and doing the legwork that you need to do to get elected. That's what it is to be a strong Democratic Party.
What about that the line has gotten too much attention and there are more important things going on in this election year?
Well, I would argue the county line became an issue in the Kim Murphy race because democracy is top of mind among voters, especially the most active and involved voters, and especially in New Jersey, where that race is, you know, the Senate race was to replace Senator Bob Menendez, who's charged with corruption and bribery. So, you know, the governor just doesn't accept or want to acknowledge that voters were put off by the idea of his wife not just running, but getting a huge leg up by the party bosses. It's also true that Phil Murphy was a beneficiary of the county line himself in 2017 when he first ran for governor, and that he's been able to get a lot done by working with the party bosses, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. That's not what I'm saying. But I think he really has a fierce loyalty to them. And he really hates it when I call them bosses, by the way.
Okay. Tammy Murphy says she dropped out of the race because she didn't want to spend money on negative advertising, beating up another Democrat, and creating more division.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to sound so cynical, but that would really be the first time in history of political campaigning that someone backed out for that reason. Hmm. Listen, her path to victory in the primary was the county line. She had the endorsements in all the large Democratic strongholds, and that could have made the difference. So it's true that with the line in jeopardy, she was left with only one way to win: flood the airwaves with anti-Kim ads. And maybe Team Murphy was concerned that that would hurt their brand. But the campaign was already hurting them among progressives, many of whom have been big supporters of the governor. So, you know, I don't think you can call the county line a fly speck of an issue.
So much of this line talk has been about the Senate race. In fact, just the Democratic primary. But that's not all that is at stake this year, is it?
There aren't actually a huge number of competitive primaries. The biggest one is in Hudson County. Congressman Rob Menendez, son of Bob, is facing a challenge by Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala. And if the court decision on the line holds, Bala has a real shot at unseating Menendez Jr. In Patterson and larger Passaic County around Patterson, home to the second largest Arab American population in the country, Congressman Bill Pascrell is facing a primary from Mohammed Kairula. He's a small town mayor who got national attention last year when he was turned away from a White House Eid celebration because he happens to have the same name as someone on a terrorism watch list. You know, that's a significant touchstone in the Muslim American community as it is. But now, with the war in Gaza driving so much political debate and activism, Kairula could give Pascrell a run for his money.
WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks, David.